Welcome to our Palm Sunday worship. Thank you so much for joining us today. I've got my palm crosses here. Unfortunately, I can't give them out to everyone just now. I think we'll save these for next year. But it is Palm Sunday. It's the day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem and all the crowds were shouting out that he was the king. And Jesus received the praise that they offered. So today, as we worship, we hope that Jesus will receive what we give to him today. So do try and give him your best if you can, whatever that is. I want to show you some pictures today. Thank you to those of you who've sent them in. I love getting them. Please do keep sending them to me, and we will include some of them in our services. This is the one that we looked at last week. The dove has moved from the stained glass windows and is shining the light of God into our homes. And here's another one. This time it's the good news coming out from the cross as we are all on our computers and mobile phones. It's a new way of church, but it's happening. And here's a great message. The church may be closed, but God's love is always open. Just enjoy that thought for a moment. And here's another message. You are loved. No matter who you are, God loves you. And here's a picture of some seeds that are growing. It's great to see them growing, especially today, because this is an Easter theme. Jesus's body was planted in the earth and it sprung back to life again. So every time a seed or a bulb grows, it points us to the resurrection of Jesus. And today is Palm Sunday. The crowd shouted out to Jesus using the word Hosanna, which means save us or rescue us. They called out to Jesus that he would act on their behalf. So we're going to start singing with a song that uses that word Hosanna today. Oh, Last week, I asked you to send me your stories of things that for you were a signpost towards God. And I'm going to mention a couple now. Thank you to those who've sent them in. One person said that they were by a river, and the river was flowing over stones, and the water was sparkling in the sunshine. And this person said that at that moment, they felt the peace of God flowing like a river. Somebody else saw somebody feeding some birds with a packet of seeds, and the birds were gathered with their heads down on the green grass. And it pointed this person to Matthew 6:26 in the Bible. Look at the birds. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? So thanks for your stories. Any more, please do send them in to me. But it is Palm Sunday today. I've got my palm cross here, and I've also got my donkey. Here he is. I don't think that the donkey that Jesus rode on into Jerusalem looked very much like this, but it helps to remind us of the story today. One day, Jesus needed a donkey. He wanted to ride into Jerusalem as the king, and he sent two of his friends ahead, and he told them that they would find a donkey, they were to untie it and bring it to Jesus. And if anyone challenged them, they were to just say, the Lord needs it. That's what happened. They found the donkey, they untied it, somebody challenged them, why are you doing this? And they said, the Lord needs it. And then they were happy to let them take it. And they brought the donkey to Jesus. And Jesus' disciples threw their coats on the donkey and he rode it into the city. And the people got really excited. They put their palm branches on the road. That was a bit like making a red carpet for someone today. You do it to show that somebody is really special. And they all shouted out that Jesus was the king. They shouted, Hosanna, save us, rescue us. Now, some people were annoyed. And they told Jesus to tell everyone to be quiet. But Jesus wouldn't do it. He told them that if everybody kept quiet, then the stones of the buildings would cry out. This was just such an important day. Jesus knew that he was the king. And we are here now because he is still king today. Now, I can't give the palm crosses out today, but I would like you to do something for me. Can you, and I mean adults as well as children here, can you try and make something that's to do with the cross? You might try and make a palm cross. I'm sure you can find instructions on the internet somewhere. Or maybe draw a picture that's got the cross in it, or do something crafty, or write a poem. Do something. And if you'd like to send it to me, I'd love to include some of them in our Easter celebration service next week. And maybe if you've made something, you can put it in your window. Lots of people are doing that nowadays. We're going to sing another Hosanna song now. Let's praise God together.
You are the King of glory. You are the Prince of peace. You are the Lord of heaven and earth, you're the Son of righteousness. Angels bow down before you, worship and adore, for you have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to the King of kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns. You are the King of glory, you are the Prince of peace. You are the Lord of heaven and earth, you're the Son of righteousness. Angels bow down before you, worship and adore, for you have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to the King of kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for for Jesus the Messiah right. Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns.
We proclaim that Jesus is our King today. We honour him as our Lord. We give him the honour that he is due. Got a few notices today. We have our virtual coffee, if you're able to do this. If you're watching at our normal service time, it'll be at 11:30. If you want to take part in this, the way to do it now, we have changed this, is to confirm on the event page on the church Facebook page. Hopefully this is a simpler way to get people in. And if you do that, we'll make sure that you get an invitation. Check your email at 11:30. Not before, check it at 11:30. We are still using the church Facebook page as the main means of getting information to people. So if you are able and you're watching this, unless it's on a DVD, you are able, please do check the information on there regularly. It's Holy Week this week, and we've got some special stuff coming up. Every morning from tomorrow, we're going to post a short talk, about 5 minutes, 8 o'clock every morning, to help us to prepare for Easter. We have our communion service on Thursday. Please check that out on the events page so you know how to be involved with that. And then Good Friday, there will be a 15-minute service at 10 o'clock. It will be a very simple service, but it will be there so that in a reflective, quiet way, we can focus on the cross of Christ. Next Sunday, Easter Sunday, celebration of the resurrection. Really hope that you'll want to be part of our service then. If you are a church member or you are in our church directory, you should have received either by email or by post a couple of letters. One of them is from the deacons, one of them is from me. Please can I ask that you have a good look at those letters, read them prayerfully and see how it's right for you to respond to them. And if you've got any questions or comments on them, please message me or ring me. That's absolutely fine. It's now time for us to hear from God's word in Scripture.
Luke 19:28-44. The triumphal entry. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where, on entering, you will find a colt, tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this: 'The Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. And as he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.' And he drew near and saw the city, and he wept over it, saying, Would that you, even you, had known the day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children with you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In these uncertain times, we turn to the story of Palm Sunday. It's known as the triumphal entry. Jesus rides into Jerusalem. The crowd are shouting that he is king. They cry out to him, save us, rescue us. Surely Jesus' time has come. And I guess many of us today are shouting out to Jesus, save us, rescue us. And yet Palm Sunday ends in tears. Jesus does not come in triumph. He comes knowing that people haven't listened to him and that the consequences will be devastating. This city is going to be destroyed. Jesus has done everything that he can do to set the city in a different direction. He will give it one more go, but he can see where things are heading. He cries the tears that you cry when someone you love dies. Sometimes the only thing that you can do is weep. Faith is not about feeling strong all the time. And today, we grieve with those who mourn. We grieve with those whose family and friends have died. We believe that Jesus is King, just as Jesus did on Palm Sunday. But today we grieve with those who struggle to breathe, and with those who watch them, and those who cannot watch them. Now, here is the wonderful truth that I would like you to grasp today. This might matter. Jesus shows us what God is like. And he shows us here that God cries with us. We are able to grieve because we are made in God's image. We follow the Jesus who wept at his friend's grave, even when some people were saying that he wasn't doing anything. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying you ought to weep, and I'm certainly not saying that anyone should go around weeping all the time. That's not what Jesus did. But I am saying that the desire to grieve is because we are made in God's image. You don't have to be happy all the time. If God grieves, we can grieve. We grieve when it doesn't make sense. We grieve when we think God is getting it wrong. And we may find ourselves grieving a lot in the next few weeks. Now, God came to these people in Jesus, and they didn't recognize him. Don't be too hard on them. We do the same. But we are here today to try to recognize Jesus for who he is. This is the day the crowds recognized him as king. He tells us that if his followers keep quiet, the stones of the building will cry out. And today we cry, Jesus is Lord, as we start our celebration of what we call Holy Week, when everything seemed to go wrong. Jesus' disciples didn't understand it at the time, but they spent the rest of their lives proclaiming that Jesus is King. Despite appearances, he heads on Palm Sunday to his enthronement. Today, you can put your faith in Jesus. Now, one more thought, slightly tongue-in-cheek. Jesus needed one thing on Palm Sunday. He needed the donkey. And if you'll let me put it this way, Jesus wants us to be his donkeys today. Just as the donkey carried his message of peace, so he needs us to carry it now. Now, no one had ever ridden this donkey before. Now, if I was picking an animal to ride, I would pick one that was well trained. And in my imagination, I see Jesus struggling to control this donkey, just as he often struggles to control us. But Jesus needed a donkey. It's how he works. He chooses the most unlikely things and the most unlikely people to do his works. There are things that we can do now, so let's do them, even though there are no easy answers. Maybe Jesus wants to use this time to teach us the ways of peace. Maybe he wants to still our hearts so we can know him better. Maybe he's calling us to receive his love and to pass that love on to other people. But these are things we can only learn if, like the donkey in the story, we let Jesus take control. And now it's time for us to come to God in prayer. I've based this prayer on two prayers that have been sent to me by people in our church family. Please do keep sending your prayers to me. Maybe you could write one, resurrection prayer, for next Sunday. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray now for people all around the world who suffer at this time of crisis. We pray for those who are bereaved and those who face the pain of mourning. Father, please minister your comfort and your care to them. We pray for those who are still trying to cope with their flooded homes. Father, please provide them with the shelter and support they need. We pray for those who cannot easily self-isolate, as most people in this country can. Father, please protect them from harm today. We pray for those who are in the grip of the coronavirus and for those who care for them. Father, please minister your health, strength, and courage to them. We pray for those who are restricted by physical or mental health problems. Father, please minister your healing and peace to them. We pray for those who are fearful about employment or finances. Father, please minister your hope and make a way for financial help to be found. We pray for scientists. Father, please give them wisdom that they may soon find a vaccine for this virus. Father, we pray that you will help us to see the needs of others and to respond as we can. Let those who don't know you become aware that they are precious to you and that you care. We come into the shelter of the Most High God and rest in the shadow of the Almighty. We take the Lord as our refuge and our fortress and proclaim that you are the God in whom we trust. May we learn through this time to pray and to be thankful for all we have. Forgive our wrongdoings and the offense that we cause you in our human ways. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to serve you by reaching out to others, by listening and sharing their cares. Lord, you hold the future, and we trust our lives into your care. Give us peace. Give us faith. Lord, when we are depressed or low or lonely or in pain or suffering, give us hope. Help us to love you in the same way that you loved us. Amen. Our closing hymn today is a great old hymn. It's Rejoice, the Lord is King. A fantastic thing for us to speak out on this Palm Sunday. This isn't just music, this is us praying as well. So we sing together.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Rejoice, give thanks and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice, again I say, rejoice. Jesus the Saviour reigns, the God of truth and love. When he had purged our stains, he took his seat above. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice, again I say, rejoice. His kingdom cannot fail, he rules over earth and heaven. The keys of death and hell are to our Jesus given. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice, again I say, rejoice. Rejoicing glorious hope, our Lord the Judge shall come and take his servants up to their eternal home. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice, again I say, rejoice. Shall quell, shall all our sins destroy, and every heart shall swell with pure angelic joy. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice, again I say, rejoice.
He is indeed the King. Thank you for being part of our service today. If you're watching on Sunday morning, virtual coffee is coming up very soon. But in the meantime, may you know the love of God in all things. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.